invariably approach me and say, "Excuse me, sir, could you drop your pants so we can see what the dog is sniffing at?" And that's why I wanted to make new rules into a book, not just so there would be something else for people to discuss with me in airports, but also because it seemed about time that this structureless society of ours got back to the idea of rules, limits, and boundaries. We have come to interpret the word freedom as meaning without rules or boundaries, but that's not all there is to it. Kris Kristofferson wrote, "Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose," apparently without considering that nothing left to lose is not another word at all, but four words. In doing so, he followed the rules of neither math nor grammar. What a loser. And yet, when I was a teenager, I wanted to be just like Kris Kristofferson, grizzled, and not following the rules. Rules were for squares. I thought I was too cool for rules, which is quite amusing considering nothing about me at that age even remotely suggested coolness, except maybe my plaid polyester bell-bottoms. Of course, that's often the way it is. The urge to rebel in youth often predates having a reason to do so. But then one day you take a lawn dart in the kidney and suddenly following the rules, at least the rules about lawn darts, doesn't seem like such a bad idea.